all about money mindset, like I mentioned. And if you're somebody who wants to up level their mindset around their money and finances, this episode is for you. If you're somebody who wants to have greater wealth in your life and learn all about abundance and how to work on that abundance in your life, this episode is for you. Laura's going to be talking about three mindset shifts to create greater financial abundance. So, with that, Laura, I'd love to hear what you have to say.
Thank you. Amazing. I'm super excited for this episode. Hi, everybody that's joining us. We're going to be doing these once every couple of months, the mindset shifts. So if you're enjoying this type of episode, because it's a little bit different from the other ones that we've been doing, where Kristen's been giving us all of these amazing, tangible things that we can do to be able to start creating more wealth. And just have a greater understanding and education around finances. So this is going to be a little bit different. We're shaking it up a little bit. So throughout, if you have any questions that pop up in your mind, please feel welcome to put them in the comments, and then we'll answer them on a episode that is coming up. And Kristen as well, same thing for you. If you have questions or anything that come up for anything that I'm sharing, then please feel free to kind of interrupt me and
Absolutely.
feel free to ask those questions. So yeah, so today on the episode, I really wanted to get into three mindset shifts to create greater financial abundance. And also just share a little bit more about kind of our own beliefs and help you to have greater awareness around what it is that is holding you back from having greater abundance in your finances, what it is that you want, having greater clarity on it, and then having greater understanding around some of the things that may be holding you back, like I said. So we're going to be giving you also some tangible things that you can do with journaling exercises and stuff like that at the end of this episode. So make sure you stick around to the very end. So before we kind of dive into those three mindset shifts to create greater financial abundance, I kind of just want to touch on briefly that this is the mindset, right? So this is like our conscious awareness, right? This is the stuff we're going to be learning, stuff that's going to help us to be able to see things differently. However, even though we can have the mental knowledge around certain things, we can sometimes not actually show up in a way that actually implements those things,
For
right?
sure.
We can have all of the knowledge that we need to create success in whatever area of our life. However, there are things, unconscious things, right, that will hold us back. So this today is going to give you both the mindset, so the conscious awareness, as well as going to help you to start pull some of those things from your unconscious mind so you can start seeing and having a bigger kind of picture of yourself, your behaviors, of your emotional patterning, of the things that are kind of going on within you that are holding you back from being able to actually take those aligned action steps. So that you can create the success that you want, the actual tangible success. And I'm sure you see this, Kristen, a lot of the time. I know even with me being one of your clients, where it's like, I say I'm going to do something and then I don't follow through on it.
It happens.
Right?
I was
Happens.
actually thinking, when you were saying that, I'm like, that's one of the biggest struggles with my clients is I can teach them how to manage their finances and implement tools and all of that, but if they don't have the right mindset around it, I've heard from clients 3 years later than when I first met with them, they weren't ready. And 3 years later, I'm ready because I don't do that mindset piece. That's why I work with Laura because it's so important, but you need a specialty in different areas and having that mindset of getting yourself ready so you can be successful. Like if you break up with your credit card and then don't actually commit it to it because your mindset isn't there, it can cause a lot of stress down the road, right? Like you feel a lot more internally about it too, right? So yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that I love most about this stuff is that we get to accelerate our growth in whatever area we decide to implement this stuff into. Because when we have that awareness around our mind, our bodies, our behaviors, our actions, the thoughts that we're having, our emotional patterns, like it accelerates our ability to take action because we have your self-awareness around the way that we're actually showing up and creating our reality instead of being victim to kind of what's happened in our life. And then we get to then take that radical responsibility to be like, okay, I'm having greater awareness around this certain thing that I'm doing that's sabotaging my success unconsciously. Mm-hmm. It's not, it's never intentional. You know, it's not like, I want to have more money and I'm going to intentionally not do this because then I'm not going to have the money.
Yeah.
That's not really how it works, right? It's all so I just kind of wanted to talk about that because we can have all of the conscious mindset stuff. However, there's always this big baggage of stuff in the unconscious mind. So before we kind of dive into number one, which is to really improve your level of deservingness and your self-esteem around money, it's really understanding that concept that we have this, our conscious mind, which can see what we need to do. But then we have this big, about 92-ish, people say different kind of percentages, 92% that is actually in our unconscious mind. Yeah. So what we can't see is actually steering the ship more than what we can see, which can be quite alarming. You're like, oh my gosh, like I'm kind of like, feel like I'm not really the conscious creator. But when we can start having greater awareness around our unconscious mind, then we actually do become the person in that driver's seat to be able to be steering our life and actually achieving things with more ease and clarity with what we're doing. So the unconscious mind, really a lot of the stuff gets formed in our childhood. So from 0 to 7, we're just like this big sponge where we're receiving our reality. We're receiving kind of our beliefs around money. We're receiving our beliefs around relationships. We're receiving our beliefs around work. We're receiving them around the way that we treat ourselves, the way that we treat others, all of these things. And we're just seeing it, right? We don't know what we don't know, right? So an extreme example of that is if I grow up in a house of that's physically abusive, right? Then that's all I know. So I'm going to tolerate that in my own relationships, right? Yeah. If I have an abusive partner, that's normal. So I'm not going to really see that there's something outside of there. And then as we kind of grow a little bit older, we start getting into our social circles and we start kind of getting into school and seeing how other people function. We start seeing how other families are navigating. And then we start kind of like trying on different suits, right? Like we start putting on different clothing of like, oh, I'm going to try this out. I'm going to try that out. We see how it feels. And we start exploring. So we will start kind of shifting through a lot of this stuff, but then usually people will come to a coach or somebody that is, can help them do the more unconscious reprogramming when there's something that's like really sticky and they're not sure what's kind of holding them back. Like they've hit in finances, an upper limit, right? It's like, kind of like, I'm here, I'm stuck in this loop. I can't seem to get past it. Doesn't matter what I do. That's like when people will kind of come to somebody like me or somebody like the practitioners that work with Reignite Your Soul, because you want to get through that kind of upper limit. There's something you're not seeing that is wanting, you're wanting to bust through. And the cool thing is with this type of work, anything is possible, because it is really cool, because anything that's back there, we can bring it to the forefront. We can see it, we can acknowledge it, and we can create change around it. Right. It's like, and target. Yeah. If I can't see the target and I'm pulling my arrow back, how the heck am I supposed to hit the target?
Yeah. For real.
Just blindly throwing an arrow, hoping to hit some sort of target. Right. But when we actually physically see the target, then we can then hone the skills to then be able to hit the target. Right. Yeah. And through practice and through surrounding ourselves with other people that are on that same journey, through educating ourselves, through all of these things. So that first one, the first kind of mindset shift is really improving that level of deservingness and self-esteem, right? So understanding that what you're used to doesn't necessarily have to be your reality. You know, the way that your parents dealt with money, the way that you saw kind of through your childhood, that doesn't have to be the way that you choose to live your life. You know, that you always hear those stories of people who completely broke through that barrier of what their parents did, you know, like they were the first millionaires of their family or the first ones to say, go to university after all of their whole family never went to university, you know? So there's always going to be that one black sheep that like breaks through the mold of what that kind of initial mold was that created your reality. So with that, knowing that we all have this threshold of deservingness and we can learn how to slowly start increasing it by, by pulling that stuff out of our unconscious mind, the beliefs, the stories, the thoughts that are kind of holding us back, and we can start reassessing them, and we can start choosing new thoughts, new beliefs, new stories around it.
And it's so cool that we have this opportunity, because I feel this has become, you know, more into the light in recent years, where people are realizing that they can create the life that they want and not being in that victim mindset of this creation mindset instead. And it's so exciting because there's more opportunities now than ever before. Like, literally, I can't go on Instagram without getting tons of ads of, you can make extra money this way or that way, this way. So it's really exciting to know that you can literally create the life that you want. It's just changing your mindset and some of your habits. And I know it's easier said than done, but you can do it. That's the point, right?
Yeah, the resources are definitely there for us to be able to do it. Like technology, like we can come on here and create a YouTube video that can go out to people and people can share that with their friends. And like, it just like, it grows, you know, like we have so many resources available to help us to create the lives that we actually want to be living and to feel the way that we want to be living. Right. Because I know for me, it's definitely the biggest thing, right? Like, we could have all of the money in the world. You see that all the time. Yet they're unhappy, they're stressed, they're overworked, and they're not actually enjoying their money. So it's not about the money, right? The money is like a bonus on top of how we're already feeling, right? If we're already feeling happy, we're feeling generous, we're feeling loving, we're feeling connected, we're feeling supported, we're feeling all of these things. And then we have money, then that's really where we get to then have more fun. We get to play with it. We get to be more generous. We get to help other people. Yeah. We get to do all of these things that we wouldn't be able to do before. You know, we would still be those happy, generous people, but in a different way. So it just kind of brings in a different element. And with finances being in that root chakra, in that base, like if you think of like an apartment building, if you have a shoddy, shaky foundation, it's going to rattle everything above, right? So when there's financial instability, like it really knocks us down into more of a safety mode and a protection mode, where we're not going to be as generous. We're going to be more for ourselves, right? Which impacts every single area of life, because when we're in that state, we just don't have the capacity. It kicks us more into our primal brain, right? And then when we're operating in that place, we're really just wanting our base needs to be met, which is fine. However, if you want to really tap into all of the higher pieces that humans have to access in this lifetime, all the higher potential that we have, because we are brilliant, you know, and we have the access to things, that it just kind of opens up new doors. So that first one is really improving that level of deservingness. And the first thing, and we're going to go through an exercise kind of at the end, is knowing what you, and I guess I can go through it right now, you know, the first couple of questions, and there's no need to kind of start writing things down now. You can kind of do this after the video, take it home and do some journaling on it and stuff like that. But knowing what you don't want, right? So that's that first question, is what is it that you don't want in your life anymore when it comes to your finances? And this can be physical things. It can be mental kind of mindsets around money. It can be spiritual pieces around money. It can be emotional pieces. How do you want to feel when it comes to money? Energetically, like, do you feel like worthy of receiving money? So all of these pieces. So making a big list of all of the things you don't want. And so that could sound like, I don't want to be living paycheck to paycheck. You know, I don't want to have to say no to buying steak, because steak is friggin' amazing and I love steak, but it's expensive. I was actually saying that Danny treated us to an amazing dinner last night, and the steak was like $50, like just for the steak, you know? And it's like, it's like, I want to be living a life where it's like, it doesn't really matter. How many steaks?
Living a life where you're not making decisions based off of money.
Right? Yeah. Exactly. So that first list is really just like bringing your awareness to your conscious awareness to some of those things that you're no longer wanting to have to settle for. When it comes to money, and then flipping it into actually what we do want, because what we focus on expands. Law of the universe. If you imagine that we are like a fire hose channeling our energy, right? What we're putting that hose onto is what's actually going to expand, right? If we want to fill up a pool and we're shooting the fire hose on the grass, we're never going to fill up the pool, right? And we can't be mad about it, right? So we're putting that fire hose at the pool and the pool fills up because that's where we're channeling our energy, then that's where it is. So that's really the first column, is just to really like bring your awareness around the things you don't want. And a lot of the time, depending on kind of where we're at along our mindset journey, it can be very easy to label off the things that we don't want, but sometimes it can be harder to do the ones that we do actually want.
Totally.
People may find it easier to go with the ones that they don't want first. Other people, they may not even really kind of like have many things, but when it comes to what they do want, they're like, oh my God, I have a huge list. So it is different for absolutely everybody.
One thing that I've learned as well is like, when you're looking at the things you don't want, the opposite of those things are typically the things you do want. So if you are struggling with that, that might help you out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that brings us to number two. So number two is really understanding the law of attraction, right? Yeah. So understanding that what we focus on expands, right? And what we're putting out to life, what we're putting out to the universe, is going to come back to us in one way or another, whether we're seeing it in this moment or whether it comes back to us in a different way through a different form. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always this reciprocity with life and the universe. If we're putting out like negative, scarce thoughts and we're whatever, that's going to come back to us in one way or another. If we're putting out more positive, optimistic thoughts and we're really showing up in a way that's going to be receiving the abundance that's there, we're going to receive two completely different realities, right? So that's where that second list comes in, of really being able to write down all of the things that you do actually want around your money, around your finances, right? So that's that second list. And that's what we want to focus on, right? We don't want to be focused on that first list, right? So you can technically rip off that page, throw out that first one once you have that second list of what it is you do want, because that really is what you want to be able to focus on in order to really create the life that you want. However, I don't know if many people here that are listening, or I'm assuming you've heard this term, but shadow work. Yeah. And that's just really like diving into our shadows, right? So understanding, and that's a little bit of what we're going to do here, is bringing greater awareness to the shadows of what's holding us back in that life of what we don't actually want.
Yeah. And
there is value to that list, that first list, because there's a reason why we're manifesting it. There's a reason why we're creating it. There's something in our unconscious mind that is creating it, because whatever our unconscious mind is programmed to do, we are living right now. Yeah. Right. So there is value in that first list. So those are kind of the first two pieces to it. And I'll go through the other pieces of the exercise as well before we actually get into the third step as well, because I feel like kind of flows nicely that way. And so the third step to that is asking yourself, why don't you already have these things?
So good.
Right? What are the reasons that you have? What are the excuses that maybe are coming up in your mind that are outside of yourself? Oh, I don't have the resources, or this person is holding me back, or I'm holding myself back, or like getting very specific on the reasons why you don't already have these things, the stories, you know, and this can really bring greater awareness to where maybe we are holding ourselves back. We're blocking ourselves from seeing different avenues. And then with that awareness, we can then be like, okay, anything is possible, you know?
Yeah. I think that's the thing that I see the most when I'm talking with clients, is the stories in their mind that are not necessarily reality, but it's reality to them. You know, it's everybody looks at the world in a different way.
Yeah.
And those are the things that are holding people back. I can't do this because of this, or I can't do this because of that. And the reality is you can make the adjustment to make those things not a factor, or to just adjust to be able to make sure that you're creating that life that you want, right? So I think if you really dive into this point that Laura's talking about the stories in your mind, that's really going to help you explode your financial future. And I've seen it like time and time again that once you make those decisions that you're like ready to make that mindset change, you like life's limitless for real.
100%. Yeah. And I love how you said that too. They are really just stories, right? Like,
yeah.
They're stories that then manifest into our reality. That's why our inner
yeah.
world, our inner game is so important, right? The
yeah.
things we're thinking, the ways that we're feeling, that is what's actually creating our actual reality, because that's what shifts our behaviors and our actions. And then from
yeah.
the actions come the tangible results that we're actually experiencing and living in our lives. So really seeing that whatever our thoughts are, aren't necessarily truth. Right? They're just programmed, conditioned stories that we've heard or we've picked up from other people that had strong beliefs around it.
Right.
There's a kind of a saying that's like the strongest resonance always wins. And so it's so true. It's just like a law of the universe. Whatever is the stronger polarity will always win, right? If I'm very strong in my belief that anything is possible, y'all are probably picking up on that.
Yeah.
It will overpower your belief that you aren't
yeah.
good enough or that you can't do it, right? Whereas
yeah.
there are people that very strongly believe that life is limited, that life is scarce, that you just people are born the way that they're born, and that there's no getting out of certain situations, that you're just meant to live with it and you're meant to experience that life, then that's what you're going to experience, right? So really having that understanding around what we believe right now in our minds was only put there because of a strong belief of somebody around us.
Yeah.
Right. And we can choose to shift that at any
Yeah.
point in our life, which is just so empowering. So the second one was really understanding and studying the law of attraction and really understanding that, because what we focus on expands. So if the mindset piece is something that you're really wanting to dive into, the financial piece is something you're really wanting to dive into, committing your energy to it, you know, like, I'm going to commit to myself 3 to 5 years. That's like the golden thing. You know, it can't just be, I'm going to commit like 30 days to this. It has to be longer than
takes
that.
Time.
Totally. It
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
And we're in this society too, that just says quick rewards, you know, quick rewards.
Instant gratification.
Exactly. So it really
yeah.
does be like a commitment. Like I remember saying to myself when I went on my personal development journey, I said, I don't care how long this is taking. I'm going to keep going at this until I freaking get what I want.
Yes.
I put a timeline on it. I was just like, I'm going to do this. I'm going to figure out how to crack the codes of all of these things. And I just went on this like big binge of learning, you know?
Amazing.
And that's really what it does take for that. So really understanding that law of attraction, how to utilize it to be able to shift these
things.
And then getting into the third point, is entrepreneurship, right? Entrepreneurship is, and when we look at spiral dynamics, which is a study of kind of human evolution, there's kind of a point where level 4 to level 5, it comes from this almost like from the corporate kind of standpoint where we're okay being an employee, we're being okay told what we want, like what to do, and we follow along and we make our paycheck and we do these things and it's great, it's comfortable. Right. But then there comes this shift in human consciousness that we start kind of like, it doesn't feel like it's enough anymore, you know? And sometimes we can be shamed in society for kind of moving through this shift where it's like, oh, it's so safe. It's so comfortable. You have pension, you have benefits, you have all of these things. However, there's just something inside of you that's like, no, like I want more. I want more freedom. I want more flexibility in my schedule. I want like all of these other different things. I want to be able to have more money so that I don't have to like live a limited life. I want to be able to go on the trips with my family. I want to be able to do this. I want to be able to do that. And sometimes, like I said, we can be shamed for having these, kind of higher intentions for our life. And so with that, entrepreneurship really does open up new doorways. Like you can have your still work your traditional job while starting to dabble into all of these different ways of making money, doing this stuff with Kristen, where you can really have your money going into places that are going to be lucrative for you so that that's growing. And then also being creative with kind of the different ways that you want to be able to bring in money. There's so many different affiliate opportunities. There's network marketing, there's starting your own business, there's online business, there's like small business, like stuff in your community. You can make stuff, money on Etsy. You can create digital documents. You can create so many things, like there, any product that you just are life that you can share with your friends and family to make money. Like there's so many different ways of making money. So entrepreneurship really is that third piece that anybody is capable of becoming an entrepreneur. It really is just like having something you're excited about to start learning more about once again.
And we all have something we're passionate about that can be turned into something, even if it's something on the side of your job. And then if it gets big enough, then leave your job. Because I know the security, or it feels like security in your job, can be you don't necessarily want to leave that right away if that's how you're feeling, right? Some people are like, I'm gonna quit my job and do it tomorrow. But it obviously, listen to your body and what feels good. But I honestly believe that everybody has a passion that's outside of their job, that they can take that passion and run with it, as there's just unlimited opportunities.
100%. Dan, there was something that you said there that I wanted to chime in on, but I don't remember what it is right now.
It'll come to you later, I'm sure.
Yeah, it was. It was just about like how everybody's different in that. And there may be people that really love their jobs that they're working right now. However, they just want to create more income for themselves. Right. Yeah. And they have the idea where they're going to stay in it until retirement. I have many friends that are like that. They're like, I have like 5-6 years left. And they already have their side things going. You know, I have one friend that actually, he's a police right now, and he's shifted into more kind of the administrative type stuff right now. But then he's wanting to have his own tree farm for Christmas.
So cool.
Afterwards. And he's already starting to get that set up. And I'm like, you are brilliant. Yeah. You know, I love this. Like, I love seeing this, how like we can have these visions of like the long-term plan, but then start taking action on them in an easeful way now to continue things going. Because realistically, even after retirement, even if you work your career for 30, 35 years, if that's what you choose to do, you still have a lot of life left, you know?
If
you're really healthy during that time and you take care of yourself during that time, then, you know, there's still a lot of life left. So it's almost like a closing of one chapter, and then you get to then go into a whole nother chapter of what you want to create.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, it's so exciting that you have so much life ahead of you, right? I know, so I'm turning 34 this year, and I used to think like, by the time I'm 35, I'm going to have everything in order. You know, life is going to be exactly how I envisioned it. Your vision grows, first of all. But it's like, everyone that's older than me, they're like, oh, you're so young, you have so much time. And just don't forget where you are, and just be proud of where you are too.
100%. Yeah, we can definitely do that. Especially seeing, like, I don't know, there's so many successful people that are in their 40s or 50s or 60s, and it can be challenging when you're young to, like, you want that success, but then you're never feeling good enough with where you're at. And understanding that in every life phase, like, we're here to learn different things. And those people that had that success didn't create it overnight, you know, like,
100%.
Started exactly where we are. A lot of them have stories, like, well, all of them have stories. Every human being has stories behind them as to their experiences and all of the things kind of break through in order to get where they actually are with the success that they're wanting to, that, or that they're living and that they're creating and continuing to create.
Yeah.
So it really is just seeing that kind of anything's possible. So those were the three kind of shifts that I wanted to chat about today. So I'll kind of just recap on those. So the first one was first understanding that we all have this kind of upper limit, this threshold, our level of deservingness, our self-esteem when it comes to money and finances. And really having some tools under your belt to start bringing greater awareness into where they came from and how to shift through them. And then the second one is understanding the law of attraction, and how the energy that we put out into the world, both consciously and unconsciously, is actually creating our reality. So the more that we start aligning that unconscious mind with the things that we actually wanting to consciously create, not channeling it into the things that our parents told us or other people had told us that we had picked up kind of along our life so far, and actually starting to shift through that and channel it into the things that we actually authentically want, that's when we're really going to be able to reap the biggest rewards from all of this stuff. And then number three was kind of exploring entrepreneurship and opening your mind to different ways of bringing in income, because there are literally limitless possibilities with utilizing our passions, you know? So it's not something that we have to settle for where it's like, oh, I'm going to do this job to create more money. And it kind of feels like, oh, a drag. It's like, no, I'm excited to use this passion that I have, because I can't shut up about it.
Yeah.
To create an income stream for myself.
Yes.
Yeah. So those are.
Oh, that's so exciting. I love to hear in the comments below what your passions are and if entrepreneurship is something that you're thinking about. And even if when you're doing the homework, we'll put in the description below what the homework is. I'd love to hear if you're open to sharing some of the things on your list, because that could really help other people as well, maybe add or look at their list a little bit differently. So this, honestly, Laura, this has been so incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that. I just want to thank everyone for taking the time out to check out this podcast, the Heart-Centered Money Conversations. The Heart-Centered Money Conversations podcast that we've been doing. And I'm really excited for our next episode, the first time home buyers. We just bought a house not too long ago, so I know all the ins and outs, and I just really want to help other people get to where we are. So stay tuned for our next episode coming out in 2 weeks. And I just want to, you know, allow you guys to take some time to enjoy feeling into your heart around your mindset, around finances, and we'll catch you on the next episode. See you next time.
Bye, everybody.